back now with Day to Day. Every Thursday, Day to Day and Youth Radio brings you What's the New What? It's a weekly series where young commentators let us know what's going on in their world. Here's Youth Radio's Jennifer Marshall.
What's the new what? For lots of young people I know, friends are the new lovers. I'll let Brandon McFarlane explain.
You could be friends with another person, have sex with them, and that be it.
That's right. They're your friends, and you can have sex. It may sound raunchy, but you have to understand where this is coming from. Today, young people are cynical about long-term relationships. Leilani Hopkins explains.
A lot of people grow up in single-parent homes. So, I mean, it's understandable that a lot of people don't want to have the name girlfriend or boyfriend. And then with friendship, things just never really end. There's just security there.
Back in the days of poodle skirts and Thunderbirds, there was this stereotype of getting married, raising a perfect family, and having a house with a white picket fence. But for young people in my generation, we see those same couples getting divorced and fighting over their possessions. So instead of looking for soulmates, lots of teens I know just want a friend who they can be intimate with. We call these relationships friends with benefits, or simply FWB. Here's Brandon again.
This is every guy's dream to like not have to deal with exclusivity when it comes to having sex. If I was that type of person, I'd have a bunch of fun, but I'm not.
Sure, FWBs sound good, but they're much easier said than done. A lot of these friendships are simply utopian dreams. In fact, most end up becoming like an actual relationship, filled with drama, feelings, and a breakup. A select few have had fantastic experiences, but the rest are left eating Ben and Jerry's with the brokenhearted. That's what happened between me and my former FWB, Quincy Mosby.
The main thing that was wrong was like the difference in our needs. You kind of had a more realistic view than I did. I think that was really my big problem, was that I took it way too seriously.
Maybe that's the problem. Most young people, me included, take relationships too seriously to begin with. I mean, how many teenagers stay with their significant others for life? Plus, our brains aren't even fully developed yet. We're changing so rapidly that committing to just one person doesn't make much sense at this young age. So we experiment, trying to find ways to make relationships work. That's why, at least for now, friends are the new lovers. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Marshall.
That was Youth Radio's Jennifer Marshall with this week's installment of What's the New What? Share your opinions. We know you've got them. Go to npr.org/what.